We're on?
Should be going.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining us here on the XYZ live stream. We have a very special live stream today. We have Senator Fraser Anning speaking to us. Just to give a brief introduction, Senator Fraser Anning is a Queensland senator, federal senator for the Katter's Australian Party. He joined the federal Senate. He was appointed to the federal Senate on 10th of November 2017, but last week, our British heritage. He also talked about immigration, and the media and the political establishment have latched on to one phrase. He said, the final solution to the immigration problem is, of course, a popular vote. And the media establishment have tried to paint him as a national socialist because of that. But he hasn't backed down, and
he doubled down.
Didn't apologize.
The win. That's how you win.
So thank you very much, Senator, for your time. Thanks for being on here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great to be with you. Thanks very much for having me.
You're very welcome. So the first question that I want to get into, Senator, when you used the term final solution, did you use that term knowing that the left and the mainstream media are kind of conditioned to fly off the handle because they view their opponents as national socialists? They're conditioned to fly off the handle and just latch on to anything that even has a whiff of that. Were you doing that to sort of antagonize them, or were you simply using two words of the English language?
No, it was never intentional. It's just two words in the English language. We have the right to use any words. It was never meant to upset anyone, particularly the Jewish community, who I support very strongly in the Senate, as a lot of people have seen my motions regarding funding Palestinian organizations, etc. So no, they just were looking for something to divert attention from some of our real problems in Australia. No, the two words that they latched onto was a diversion. Never meant to upset anyone. I'm a big supporter of the Jewish community, as has been seen by some of the motions I've had in Parliament. The bleeding heart left desperate for something to divert attention from the real issues in Australia.
Yep. So speaking of that, do you think we need a final solution for media lies and the media and the left?
I'd love to see one of those, but we're going way too far down the communist socialist road, and those guys are, you know, they've lost the plot. Turnbull had lost the plot, obviously, so, you know, that's why he's in the trouble that he's in. You know, we need to get back to good conservative Christian values, and all I asked for was a plebiscite so the Australian people can get to vote on not only how many come into the country, but much more importantly, who comes into the country. And I think the Australian people deserve to have that that say. No government since Whitlam has ever let them have a say.
Okay, so it's just a follow-up question to that. If you take some of the headlines which have been said about you the last couple of days, for example, SBS had a headline, Senator Anning honours White Australia policy and calls for final solution on immigration. They are, in a way, they're trying to present your, they're trying to link what you said to the Holocaust, to National Socialism. Do you think that this sort of thing demands an apology from them? Like, they're actually trying to call you a Nazi, which is one of the worst things that you can say about a person in today's society.
Sorry, I just got people coming up to me then. We don't need any, you know, I never said White Australia policy, by the way. I just said give the people of Australia a vote in who's coming into the country. As for what the media say, I couldn't give a rat's ass, to be quite honest. You know, half of them are bloody, they're mostly lefties. I'd say there's one or two channels that may give you a bit of a hearing, but otherwise they're, you know, they're trying to push their agenda. And 75% of people back me.
I was going to ask, so I'm a big one for honest conversations. Now, you mentioned that Australia was an predominantly ethnically Anglo nation back in the past. Do you think Australia actually needs a proper honest discussion about race and about the cultural correlation between race? Do you think we need to end the taboo on this kind of discussion?
Australians definitely need to be able to have a talk about where we're going, and do we want to become a Balkanized Australia? You know, do we need ethnic enclaves, or do we want to be a truly multicultural, a country where we accept the people and they accept our values. But there are groups of people here, Muslims mainly, who don't want to integrate. They don't believe in our way of life. And, you know, I think that my suggestion is, and I'd like the Australian people to have a vote in it, is that we block all Muslim immigration.
So do you want to ask one more question?
Yeah.
I want to ask the last question.
Sure after. Thing.
Just on who's coming in as Prime Minister, I think Peter Dutton, if he gets it, and I hope he does, is a good, strong man. And we in KAP will support him and guarantee him supply and confidence. But there are some things that we'll be asking for, particularly a plebiscite on the immigration, as we've talked about, so the Australian people can have a say in who comes here. Also infrastructure projects that we badly need in Queensland, and get the country moving again, get people back to work. You know, some coal-fired power stations so we can have the cheapest energy in the world again like we used to have. And a rural reconstruction and development type bank so that we can get the farmers out of the clutches of the criminal bloody banks. So I just wanted to let you know that that's what we are hoping for, and I'm hoping Peter gets up. Awesome. If not, then we've gone from the frying pan to the fire.
So over the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of grassroots conservative activism. Do you think that in the same way that Pauline Hanson's policies became Liberal Party policies in 1996, do you think that what we've been doing, and it sort of culminated in your speech last week, do you think that played a part in rolling Malcolm Turnbull?
I think there's a groundswell now, David, that there are people who have had enough. They want to get Australia back to being Australia again. Whether it's had an effect on Turnbull, I don't know. And you know, Pauline's sort of lost her way a fair bit, I think. You know, I'm not going to criticise many people, but you know, she's turned her back on a lot of her conservative values. But yes, I think, you know, it may have started a bit of a groundswell of people who are sick and tired of being told what they can do and what they can say. Good Australians died for our right to say whatever we like. It's supposedly a free country. Now we can be put in jail for what we say.
I just want to ask one more question. Now, yeah. I'm a big supporter of gun rights. I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment in the United States, as I heard you are in the speech. I know I'm an oddity in Australia right now, but I hope we can change that. So the question I want to ask is, do you think we should extend the right to bear arms to things like tanks and drones and aircraft carriers and things like that?
To bear arms within the tanks, you're saying?
Within the tanks. Because I think gun control, gun rights are about defence from tyrannical government. So I think that the people should be allowed to defend themselves from tyrannical government to
absolutely
the full extent.
I 100% back the right to bear arms. You know, it's a God-given right, not a government-given right. The governments that disarm their countries usually then oppress their people. So if you have a look at history, all the countries that have been oppressed have always been disarmed first. So we don't want to be another one of those.
And does that extend?
Being a shooter, I'm a shooter. I'm a competitive shooter with a handgun and rifle. So, I'll back arms. I hate the idea of being disarmed. A country that's disarmed is, instead of being a citizen, you become a subject, and we don't need that.
Exactly. I'm not actually a shooter. I don't own a gun because I can't be bothered getting a license. It's too much effort. But do you think we should extend it to tanks, specifically tanks?
Tanks? Like gun control in tanks, you mean? Or
no, like having a tank. Like people...
Oh, you want a tank? Yeah, no.
I want to own a tank.
I'll support your right to have a tank any day.
It's the one and only Digo Double G.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg.
Da 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 da. You know what happened with the D-R-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why you're the man, Senator. That's why you're the bad boy, Senator. Bad boy for life. Thanks so much for joining us, mate. I'd really love to get you on for an extended interview in the future if you ever have the time. Hopefully the technology will be a bit more nice to us but we won't keep you for too long. Thank you very much, and please keep it up and keep triggering the left because it's fantastic.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Dave.
Here we go. Thank you very much.
Have a good one. Bye.